personally, and rest of tonight.
Amen. All right. So grab a Bible if you have your Bible. James, question. Yes, question about youth conference.
Is it going to be like that one conference that was over in the news a couple years ago where they're crying over a picture of George Bush?
No. It will not be like that at all. So, yeah, you know, there's options with that one, but no, it's not like that. It's going to be, it'll be cool. It's hard to explain, but it's a good time. I always have fun. We, well, there's great music. We'll learn about Jesus.
There's great dramas.
No, I'll be honest. The dramas are good for a couple reasons. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things that are great about it, and there's some things that aren't so great about it, like kind of cheesy, but, you know, they try their best.
So,
yeah, and it's a good time, you know, just to get away and hang out and just have a good time.
And hang out.
We're learning about God. That's right, Christian. That's the most important thing, right? Yeah. You're the real Christian here. Yeah. There'll be a lot of that, people yelling, "I love Jesus, yes I do!" And then the other side goes, "I love Jesus, I love you!" All right, grab a Bible. So, but if you have more questions, we can chat about it a little bit afterwards, too. So, there's a whole stack of Bibles. We're in Acts chapter 1 tonight.
Wow, different.
Who needs a Bible? Grab a Bible. Everybody grab a Bible.
Grab one.
I hope there's enough for everybody. There's two more underneath there. Acts. The book of Acts. Which is hard to say for me. I always want Acts.
Like Acts.
Yes.
Is it chapter 5?
Chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. When you're there, say premillennialism.
Premillennialism.
I'm not there.
What? I refuse. Acts 1. Acts 1. When you're there, say premillennialism. That's a Bible right there, Michael. That's a Bible. Grab that Bible. Quick. All right. Acts chapter 1.
Oh, wait. Premillennialism.
Premillennialism. All right. So we have, I think, now 4 different translations floating around here tonight. Maybe 5. So we're not going to read it all at the same time like last week.
We just have a read Acts. My Bible.
Okay, that's all right. Acts chapter 1. How many of you guys remember what we talked about last week? We're going through a series. What is it? Jeff, you weren't here. But if you knew, I'd be impressed.
We were talking about...
you podcasted?
No.
I haven't podcasted yet.
We were talking about...
Lazy Butt.
I know.
Oh, I remember Jesus.
Jesus, good. Thank you.
No, certain... how Jesus is viewed in postmodernism.
Yeah. Nope. Not about how Jesus... Lydia,
that's
do you know?
No. We need to prefer about
mission. Emily.
Was it mission?
Mission. No, we're talking about mission.
In Europe.
The Great Commission, yeah. So good job. Thanks for listening, you too. And good thing we talk in series, because that way you hear it again. Because it's just the same exact talk as last... No, it's not exactly the same. So tonight we're in Acts chapter 1, and we're going to look at some more last words about the Bible, is that it was written by a lot of different people, and so they have different rememberings of what was happened. And they all agree, but it's recording. And so they have different... versions. And so in the book of Acts, we see Jesus going up into heaven again. And this is what he says in verse 8. He's about to go up to the Father. He says, verse power, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. All right. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And so Jesus here, these are his other last words, talking about the Great Commission again. But this time, just using a different emphasis. And so what's cool about this, there's a couple really fun things. Spirit. How many of you guys are familiar with the Holy Spirit? Have you heard the term Holy Spirit before?
Yes.
All right. The Holy Spirit, and... Okay, good. I wasn't like grading you or anything. Jordan fails. Never heard of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God's gift to us that empowers us to witness. And the great thing about a Christian has the Holy Spirit. Every Christian has the Holy Spirit living within them. And so each and every one of us has power to do the will of God. Without the Holy Spirit, you're not going to have power to do the will of God.
Can you exercise demons?
If with the Holy Spirit, yes. Sweet. Yeah, you can do all that stuff. But don't go around looking to exercise demons, because I don't think that's a good time. Heard. Yeah, they might. It's kind of creepy. So, and you don't want to hang out with demons as little as possible. So, but the other cool thing that I like about the version that Luke gives us in Acts is that there's a kind of a ripple effect to the mission. Like in Matthew, you guys remember last week, Matthew, we talked about, you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth, is basically what Matthew said. But in Acts, a little bit more, and he says, first in Jerusalem, and then in Judea, and then to the ends of the world. So he's getting that kind of point. It's like, you're going to start your witness where you're at. Where you're at. Instead of going like, oh man, I really want to reach Zambia. But you've like, it's in Africa. You've never ever shared your faith with a friend. God may be calling you to Zambia, but you need to be doing mission now. We need to be actively following God and sharing our faith now. We can't put it off. We can't say, someday, you know, I'll be this guy, and so I'm going to start sharing my faith then. No, start now. Start in your Jerusalem, and then go to Judea, and then go to the ends of the earth. So, Jerusalem.
Seattle.
That's a good point. What else? There's a couple different answers that we can go for here. What else is our Jerusalem?
Neighborhood,
yeah.
Family.
School. City. School, yeah. So, and pets, yes.
Pets are our Jerusalem.
You forgot what you were going to say? All right. Did you? Was there another hand over here?
No.
No? Okay, I thought I saw movement.
Work.
Oh. The grocery store, yeah. Work is for you. So, so our Jerusalem is really wherever we are. So, how many of you guys got jobs? Got jobs? All right. That's your Jerusalem. All right. So my Jerusalem is, you know, I got to go to, you know, staff meeting, and there are so many heathens at staff meeting. No, that's not right. I work with at a church. They're pagans, totally different. Yeah, that was the jokes, folks. All right. But your guys, how many of you guys go to school? How many of you guys are in school? In school. All
right.
That's your Jerusalem. Your school is your Jerusalem. And so, all right. So wherever you are right now, that's where you need to be doing your witness. That's where you need to be sharing the gospel now.
So in your house?
Yeah, in my house, but then, okay, in life. More of the life stage that metaphor I was working on.
Metaphor?
Anyway.
So,
who are people that you know who need Jesus that are in your Jerusalem? Who are people that you're surrounded with? Yeah.
My friend Brandon and Hayden, the two band members of
that. Yeah.
Do they have to
remember
friends? Like,
so the Navy?
Just
say the Navy,
period. Well, no, if you know people that you don't like, but they need Jesus, they count. Well, we don't have to list everybody, but Brandon, Hayden, good. But you know who they are, and that's important.
James
knows too. All right, so you guys can work on them together, right?
Like a good cop, bad cop.
Okay. All right. Oh. Okay. But who else, I mean, who are some names that pop to your head that you know need Jesus? What? Yeah, say the names.
Fidel Castro.
Well, people...
dead or dead.
Yeah, so even more needs Jesus.
Personally.
But anyway.
Everyone on Cassie.
Amber and Cassie. Cool. Who else?
Ozzy.
No. Sarah?
He's a Christian, dude.
Cool. No, he's not, but we're going to have serious answers at this point.
He is.
So.
Yeah, he is. But he really is.
Well,
he is. David Zane's a Christian, too.
All right.
Anyway.
Who else? Who are the people that you know that are far from God? Jesus.
Joe,
your friend Joe. Yeah.
I hate that guy.
Who else?
Greg.
Elijah.
Who?
Greg.
Elijah?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant the guy in the Bible. I was
no,
like,
I
think he's good.
It's a serious answer, but it is. It's one of the guys I work with. He's having really hard times with like family and wife and all that.
Yeah, so it'd be a great time to just love him and encourage him. So, yeah. Who else?
My parents.
Your parents, yeah. Even though they're not in Jerusalem. No.
They're in the Japanese Jerusalem.
Yes, but right. It was a metaphor. I was making
family.
A joke.
All
right. What's that? Oh, it was hilarious. You just don't even know. People, we're surrounded with them all the time. We go to school with them. We live with them. We talk to them on the internets. You know, we communicate all the time with these people. How are we communicating the love of God to them? How are we showing them that Jesus loves them no matter what and that he wants them to love him back? You know, and that's a tough question. And luckily, the Bible kind of coincidentally, since it is, you know, Jesus' book. What? Premillennialism? Yes, so go ahead and turn to James chapter 2, verse 14. So when you're at James 14, go ahead and say transubstantiation. You don't even have a Bible.
He said it right.
Two.
Oh,
Catholicostal Oprahism.
Oprah?
I made a new word. James 2. James 2.
Catholicostal Oprahism.
All right, I'm going to have a TV thing in a minute here.
Why?
A thing. So I need you to sit on the ground in a minute. Not right now.
Not right now.
Okay, you can sit now.
Something Oprah.
I need to follow you.
All right, so James 2. James 2. We're going to talk about just a simple, practical way. I love the way that the book of James is written because it's so stinking practical. And so James is a tiny book towards the end. All right, good. So let's go ahead and read in 2:14. You haven't found it yet? Try page 1028.
896.
No. All right. You got it? It's okay. Don't worry about it. They're all on different pages. It's after Hebrews. All right. Are we? Who's there? Who's there? Second Peter is not where we're going to be.
We're the book of James.
Book of James. But just turn left. All right. James 2:14. James 2, we're starting in verse 14. What good is it, my brothers, if a man has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself is, if not accompanied by action, is dead. But some will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what. So James here is just saying, the only way, the only true evidence that you show that you have faith and that Jesus has transformed your life is by how you live in front of other people and by how you serve other people and show them Jesus' love. And so, like, how many of you guys have ever, like, walked by a homeless dude and been, hey, you know, God bless?
That's just what I was thinking.
Was it?
Yeah, I was thinking
with
that.
Oh, so a little different. But it's the same kind of thing because God bless you in our culture has come down to, hey, good luck with that.
Yeah.
I mean, really. And so, oh, yeah, well, good luck, homeless guy. But, I mean, that's not how we're supposed to live. We're called to live as people who make a difference and people who change lives. And so I have a short little video, and I just thought it was kind of cool. That's okay. You mean these black bars? Oh. All right, so we're going to watch Send Me here, and we'll watch Pizza Evangelist next week. So keep your fingers crossed and hold your breath. And this one, that's the different one. And this one has music on the background. I just want to show off my technical prowess. Yeah. But.
Okay, pay attention.
Here I am, man. I don't want to walk by myself and pack on a burden I'm not required to carry. I want to do this in your power, strength. Because honestly, I love you. So I'm asking, how do I do this? How do I overcome my fears and reach out to my neighbor? How do I evangelize in my sphere of influence? I'm willing. I mean, he can use mine. Cheryl's patio is falling down. I've got a bunch of tools. I'll build her a new one. I'll spring for the lumber. Or if Jack still wants to visit Aunt Betty in North Dakota, I'll buy him a ticket. I want to love them, and not just with words, but action. You say you've come to seek and to save the lost, to give them life and life to the full. And I've tasted that, so I pray for your life. And I pray that I could play a part of giving that. This neighborhood, this community. It's my mission field, right? But I don't know where else to begin, so I'm praying here.
I want to serve you with my entire life. So here I am, Lord.
So, I mean, it's not like, you know, revolutionary, what the guy was talking about, but did you see how he just had practical things, like driving somebody move, or helping somebody build a shed? I know that happens to you guys all the time. But honestly, there's things that your friends need, and you can help meet those needs. And just simple acts of love are the first step to enhancing a relationship with somebody, but also to showing them the love of Jesus. And so what I want to pray, I just want to take some time, and we're just going to bow our heads. And when you think of a friend, I want you to pray for that friend out loud. And just pray, you know, dear God, help me help Bill. And I know he needs you. Give me ways to serve him. Or something like that. Just a quick little prayer. We're going to popcorn prayer, which means we're not going to take turns. Cristiano prays, and then Lydia prays. That's totally cool. And then when everything dies down, I'll wrap it up. All right? So if there's an awkward silence right away, I'll just wrap it up right away.
Do we all have to pray?
You don't all have to pray, but if you do all pray, that's cool too. Either way. So let's pray. Talk, should we start?
Sure.
Just get it started, and then I'll close it up.
And thank you that we are able to come together and worship you and learn more about you and how we can